It's Tuesday at 8 p.m. and you're listening to The Best Possible Taste on West Limerick 102 FM.
You're listening to The Best Possible Taste on West Limerick 102 FM.
Good evening and you are very welcome to The Best Possible Taste, Ireland's longest running food and drink radio show and podcast. I'm Sharon Noonan and tonight's show is a celebration of Taste Causeway, an all-island foodie destination award winner and an accredited slow food destination in Northern Ireland. And I was delighted to be a guest there recently. I met a number of fantastic people, including my first guest, Mark Rogers, who is a storyteller and guide.
Bon appetit.
Yummy.
Grubs up.
Delicious.
Mark, you're very welcome to The Best Possible Taste. I had the pleasure of meeting you on a visit by Taste Causeway that I was a guest on recently. And I found out on that visit that we have your lovely wife to thank for bringing you to the North Antrim coast, because that's not where you come from originally, but it's very much the part of Northern Ireland that you now call home.
Yes, it was a pleasure to have you on that trip, Sharon. Thank you very much for your support. And you're right, the whole thing is Rosemary's fault. When I met Rosemary, that brought me to Portrush, and not only did I fall in love with Rosemary, I fell in love with her family and the area and their history and their heritage. And yeah, that was definitely the key figure for me being involved in doing what we do.
And it was herself and her father, your father-in-law, that really instilled in you a sense of pride about that part of Northern Ireland. And that has brought you into the world of guiding now. So tell me about your guiding business and how you got it started.
Well, you're right, Rosemary and her daddy, the late William John Purdy, were the inspiration. William John Purdy was from Lisnagunyuk, and he was a very quietly spoken wee man with a beautiful Ulster Scots accent. He was a great storyteller, absolutely great storyteller. And he loved telling you stories about his childhood and his daddy, who was a guide in the Causeway. And he became my guide on the Giant's Causeway. And he was the inspiration behind us starting Dalry Out of Kingdom Tours 8 years ago. And he still is the inspiration for me today. Without him, we wouldn't have anything. So William John and Rosemary were the key figures in it. And I suppose I fell in love with it myself, and I fell in love with the history and the heritage and the authenticity of what we do, and the sheer craftsmanship of being a storyteller. And I think those things are still inextricably linked to our brands.
In that particular region, having grown up not too far away from it, whenever we had visitors, there was always three places that you took them to. You took them to the Giant's Causeway, to Carrickaread Rope Bridge and Bushmills Distillery. Whenever we talk about food tourism, food and drink tourism, like Bushmills is an institution in Northern Ireland whenever it comes to food and drink tourism.
Oh, I agree with you 100%. It's an iconic brand. Everybody in Northern Ireland and Ireland and globally is aware of Irish whiskey, and the two brands you know are Jameson and Bushmills. So it is an iconic brand, there's no doubt. And the other sites you mentioned are inextricably linked with food as well. Fishermen on the Causeway and Carrickaread wouldn't have existed without the salmon fishing industry. So they're all inextricably linked to food and drink.
Unfortunately, on the day that I was there, it was too windy to cross Carrickaread, but I have done it many times since I was a child. And my most recent visit to it, it's such a safe passage across now compared to the way it would have been years ago. Now, a lot of people don't believe me about that, because, like, obviously we bounced over it as children, and there were no parents worried about us falling over, which you really could have done 20 years ago.
Yeah, it's very much a safer experience now. And we wouldn't be there if it wasn't for the goodwill and the trust instilled on us by the National Trust, and indeed by Tourism Northern Ireland and within Taste Causeway. So it's the power of collaboration that has us there at Carrickaread. And we tell a wonderful story of the fishermen, of the industry. And the key to that particular tour is the fact that we go beyond the bridge. Once you cross the bridge, we have sole access to the little cottage on the island, and it's in there that we take our guests and tell the stories of salmon fishing. It is the most magical experience. The atmosphere inside the cottage, if you have the fire going and the wood's crackling, and there's an energy to it and the whole story, and you're looking out at the scene and the bay and the cliffs. Calgary's a magical place, there's no doubt about that. We're very blessed.
Tell the listeners about the history to Carrickmacross and the Rope Bridge, because you mentioned the fishermen and the salmon fishing, because that's why they constructed the bridge hundreds of years ago.
Yeah, without the salmon fishing industry, the bridge would not exist. And believe it or not, Sharna goes as far back as the year 1755. That's when the very first bridge was actually crossed the chasm to access the island and fish in the bay below for salmon. And then it decided that amongst the fishermen they needed somewhere to shelter and to store their equipment. So it took them nearly 30 years, but eventually they managed to create what's known as the fishery. And you and I know that as the little cottage on the island. And they opened it in 1784. And the big thing about those dates is when you're talking to an American guest who has this Irish ancestry and is romantically involved with the island, and you're saying, touch those walls there and imagine the very first bridge was built before you had a country. That real, authentic history resonates really strongly with them, you know, and creates this emotional connection. And that's why we do what we do. We want to connect people emotionally to us and our history and our heritage. And that's what it's all about.
I loved the place that we visited in Ballycastle, because I would have told you on the trip that I have very fond memories of going to the Lammas Fair in Ballycastle every August. And Ballycastle is so different, like the Carrickmacross Rope Bridge. Ballycastle is so different now in terms of the lovely eateries and along the seafront there, the lovely playground and everything. And we paid a visit to Urtha Minor.
Yes, the thing that strikes me most about Ballycastle as you walk around the town, you don't see chain stores. There's no Dorothy Perkins or KFC or McDonald's or any other of those big brand names. And that quirkiness connects the local community to the town. You walk around and you see the family names above the doors of the shops. And you know when you're in the shops and you're in the hotels and you're in Urtha Minor and you meet Dara and Kira, the pride and the passion that they have for what they do is incredible. And the food that they're producing there in the Little Bear is just amazing. Urtha Minor means little bear. And you experience it yourself. They come to the table, they explain everything in great detail. And it's just food on a different level. I absolutely loved it. Loved it.
And of course, they're making the lovely sourdough bread and other different breads.
Yeah.
But they also support lots of other Northern Irish and Irish artisan producers, because they have a retail wall full of fantastic products from all corners of Ireland.
Yeah, I love that. I love the way that they buy into the theme of collaboration. And you and I both know in this industry, you will only go so far on your own. And if you want to extend the journey and be successful, then you have to collaborate. And I was delighted to see people who themselves are a real joy and a pleasure with a great business, but they're prepared to share and to offer people a space that they too can grow in, and it's lovely.
And I noticed on their social media this week that they're actually down in this neck of the woods, have gone to Kilkenny to Aron, which is award-winning bakery. They were over in the Eco Village in Clough Jordan with Joe Fitzmaurice, who is probably the king of bread making in Ireland. And it's just lovely to see them and their team out and about, because I think that is really important to go and visit other experiences. And you personally, if you didn't go and visit these food tourism experiences in Northern Ireland, well, you're not really in a position then to talk about them and to promote them and share them.
People would say to you, Sharon, what do you do in the winter, Mark? And you know, you think you lie about the house and you do nothing, you're just waiting for the season to start. But I spend the winter going around the place and meeting new people, doing new experiences, seeing who we can collaborate with, what we can do to enhance what we're already doing. I'm admiring Dara and Kira for doing the exact same, to see that they're taking the initiative and going and talking to other people. And every day is a school day when you're always meeting somebody who's teaching you something.
And what struck me very much having you as a guide was that you feel very privileged to have all this knowledge and to know all these people, and you feel that it's very much in your gift to share it with others. And I think that's something that you learned from your father-in-law.
Yeah, very much so. William John was a great mentor. He had a lovely way of introducing you to things and to people. And you're quite right. His emphasis was on the fact that, Mark, you're only the current custodian of this. So you have to cherish it. You have to protect it, and you have to look after it. And his motto always was, pay homage to your past, impact in the present day, and evolve into the future. So with that in mind, I am fully aware that I am only the current custodian. Someday I'll not be doing this, but as long as I do it, I'll do as very best as I can.
Well, you absolutely do it brilliantly. And you mentioned collaboration there. And we had a lovely Frenchman on the trip. And I believe that there is a potential collaboration with Stefan in the pipeline.
And it was not lovely. That came from left wing. A great friend of mine, Eleanor McGilley and Peter McGahan, they approached me to say that Stefan DeLorean was interested in cooking in Ireland, and he wanted to go around and meet people and producers and establish a network of people that could become involved in this Celtic Connections tour. So the ideal time was to bring him along to the Taste Cosme event that we had last week, and he was blown away. I was blown away by the whole Taste Cosme collaboration, by the produce and the producers. And we also extended our tour. We were in Donegal, which was amazing. Castle Grove House, my God, what a property. What a force of nature Caroline is, oh my God. We were down with Tracy Jeffries and the Aids of Strengthford Rock. We looked at other properties in Belfast, and the Regency stood out by a mile. So the possibilities for that are really, really exciting. And to have a man of that stature who spent so much of his time working for the famous Rick Steen, and now he wants to come to Northern Ireland and Ireland and explore and cook. It's incredible. Sometimes I pinch myself and say, is that really happening?
Well, we'd definitely be keeping an eye out for that, because Stefan has been using the hashtag Celtic Connection Tour on his social media. So that's giving us a little bit of an inkling about what we can potentially look forward to in the future. In the meantime, you have Dalriada Kingdom Tours, which is the arm where you kind of mentor and support and nurture tour guides to be as knowledgeable and as skillful as you are with guests.
Dalriada is our parent company, if you like, and that's where it began. And then, staying true to our ethos, it evolved. It simply evolved. And it evolved to an extent where we had to get help. So we worked closely with the college locally and Karen McLeod and the OCN courses. We got guides from the course. We grew a really solid, strong team. And that team now are part and parcel of our family, and very much part and parcel of our family story. And they deliver really authentic guided walking tours on the three iconic sites, Dunluce, the Giant's Causeway, and Carrigarreath. And it's lovely to have them, because without their support and without their help, we would not exist. So, and we took them from the community. It's all local people who have invested their time and their interest in what we do, and they support it 100%. So, yeah, Dalriada is establishing itself very well. And this year we're bringing our daughter into the business, which is lovely. So Chelsea will pick up the baton in a few years' time, and she'll be the fourth generation to be involved with Dalriada. So it's lovely, yeah.
But you must be so proud about that. And I'm sure your father-in-law will be so proud to know that also.
William John was a great inspiration. Unfortunately, he passed away probably before he saw Dalriada really establishing itself and being a force. But his belief in it and his belief in what we would do would be successful. And even in the early days when you're wondering, is the hassle worth your while? And he always just said, Mark, just keep your head down and guide and everything else will happen. And he was right. That's all you had to do was just guide and nourish it and mentor people, and it did. It just happened.
And your services are so much in demand that you've had to set up another arm where you go out with those smaller groups, and that's promoted under Landmark Luxury.
Yeah, it was lovely. Again, Sharon, it evolved. It wasn't the plan, it just evolved. And I'm a great believer, if you stand still in life, people catch you up and go past you, and I'm certainly not going to stand still. So we let it evolve. The demand was there. We worked very closely with a team in Belfast at Forum, Lisa Johnson and her people. They were fantastic. They got in below the skin of what we were trying to achieve. And it was them who came up with Landmark and wrote the beautiful website that we have. And it tells the story of it really well. Landmark is all about authenticity and craftsmanship and history and heritage. And with the longevity of Rosemary's family in the industry, and this is now my 11th year guiding, we can open a few doors that other people just can't open. And we don't take that responsibility lightly. We're very respectful of that. We appreciate the opportunities. But what it means for our guests, they get behind the ropes. They get privileged information. They get to see and do things that I regard as being true experiences. And we work with a lot of wonderful people, and their mantra is that their everyday ordinary becomes extraordinary for our guests. And how nice is that?
Well, look, I can say in all honesty, it was an extraordinary experience that I had as one of the guests on your tour, Mark, and I really, really enjoyed it. Of course, I'm totally biased about that part of the country, and I would urge anybody that's thinking about going to Northern Ireland to just do it and do it this summer, because it is well worth the visit. And thank you so much for talking to me today about it, and best of luck for a very busy summer season.
Sharon, thank you very much. I mean that very sincerely. And there's an open-armed invitation for you to come back and sing to me anytime.
Oh no, what happens in tour stays on the tour part.
Thank you, Sharon. Thank you very much indeed. I thoroughly appreciate it. It was lovely to meet you, and I'm really delighted you gave me this opportunity as well. So thank you very sincerely.
You're listening to The Best Possible Taste on West Limerick 102 FM.